Om Shanti, good evening. So, very warm welcome to Suryabai. Thank you for creating the space to be with us. I think for those who are new, just to let you know that my personal experience was that in my foundation years as a Brahmin, it was Suryabai's classes that helped a lot in really creating that intoxication for self-respect and the methods for yoga. So there's a lot that we can draw from him. And I think in recent years, what has been appreciated as well is that not only does he give us the class, but he gives us some very nice drills that we can work with back home. So the times now is asking us to become more subtle, more angelic. And so we've asked Suryabai to take up this topic this evening. So welcome, Suryabai.
Om Shanti. So do you want to become very subtle? Very subtle. This is the need of the time, that we must become very light, double light, free from waste thoughts, in order to become yog-yukt, yogi life. Many human beings in this world are experiencing one very bad thing in their lives, and that is fast speed of thoughts. What do you think? Is it right? Yesterday one student, Lokik student, came to me 1 year before. I gave him some yukti to get free from negative thoughts. So 2 days before, when he came, his answer was that I became free from negative thoughts, but a new problem came up, that the speed of positive thought is very fast. New problem. I had never heard before. So it's very important to become the master of our own mind. So many things are coming up in my mind, but few important things, so that all of you or all Brahmins in this world can enjoy their Brahmin life, their pure life. Otherwise, after renouncing many things, following this godly path, which is the absolute truth, many Brahmins don't enjoy their lives. They find sometimes difficult, yoga difficult, many dharana difficult, life difficult. Sometimes many complains that since they become Baba's children, more and more problems are coming on in their lives. They don't know, they don't understand what is the reason. Life must become free from the problem. So, first of all I would say, make at least 5 principle of your life. They may be your personal law of life, very personal. You need not to show them to anyone, to your teachers, absolutely private. Second thing, at least 5 very powerful thoughts which can make you carefree. Just as yesterday's Murli we had been listening in Shantivan, at least 5 powerful points. There may be 25, but I am talking only 5. For example, from yesterday's Murli, Baba was mentioning, change mine into thine. Do you remember? It means, give your burdens, give up your burdens of mind, your problems, your anxieties to Baba, and as return, get intoxication from him and be carefree king. And specifically, in detail, I would say one Baba's point, and you can bring it into your practice. Point is, when problems come in the life of many children, they get so much involved in that, puzzled in that, worried, upset, that they forget who is my companion. That God Himself is also cooperating with me. He is my supreme friend. Children do forget it. So make it your point that whenever you have to face some negative things, some problems, or the things which make you heavy, don't get very much upset, don't fight alone. Keep it in your mind, Baba is also with me. Second thing I can tell you related to this point from Sunday's Murli, 2 days before, very, very good thing for our life. You have to churn this point and bring it into your practice, good feeling and experience. God Himself is cooperating all the time with us. Accept it. He is our Father. He is for us. His all treasures are for His children. They are for us. They are for me. Accept it. So God Himself is cooperating all the time, and we have to learn how to receive, how to experience His cooperation. This is very simple thing. Sometimes it becomes very deep secret, but make it very simple. Just remember, my Baba, or Baba, please come down, and He will come to help with you. Do you like this? I have got so many experiences every day. 4 or 5 good experiences every day. Yesterday too, I had lot of tooth pain, this side, both side. And I was thinking, how will I give class today? Unable to speak, whole day people were coming to me, to see me, to ask about their problems. I was thinking, what should I do? I surrendered this problem to Baba. That I knew that Baba is not going to come down. So it was our responsibility to give good feeling to all Brahmins. So I asked Baba, now, do something for my pain. And he did. I had no pain at that time, although I could not eat my dinner. But during class, I had no pain. Baba's help all the time. He's supreme surgeon, and he is our best friend. Best friend. Throughout the cycle, we will never get such a wonderful, true, honest, sincere friend. Truly he is our friend. And he is ready all the time to cooperate with us. So take benefit of this beautiful opportunity. I noticed in my life many good points from Avyakt Murlis and brought them into my good practice, good feeling. Two, I am saying in front of you, but they are very deep. You have to be very patient, very confident, very powerful in order to experience them. And one is, become detached observers. Baba's words were, this stage of detached observer is your seat, your throne. Sit on this seat and all problems will get destroyed by coming underneath this seat. You keep sitting on this seat and all problems will destroy. So these are such beautiful points we have to practice in our life. Aim, all Brahmins, you all brothers and sisters, have this aim in your mind that we have to be double light all the time. Very light. No burden on our head. No anxiety, no pressure of the problems. Although it's easy to say, but we know it's very hard, very difficult. But we have to make it easy. Double light. Two meanings of double light. One is, soul is light, point of light. Mind is light. If we practice that we are soul, point of light, mind automatically will become light. This is the relationship. Very subtle relationship. Because otherwise, to remain always light is very hard, very difficult in life. But if we practice I am point of light, if we practice bodilessness, this practice will enable us to become double light, mind light. Second meaning of double light, soul is the point of light, and body is also made of light. Means we are angels. I am an angel. Bring these two things into your practice, and the stage will become very subtle, mind will remain ever light, and we will enjoy easy yoga. I would add one another thing. Many Brahmins don't give much attention to this practice, and that is that our drashti must go to the soul. In everybody, see the soul, the point of energy. What will be the benefit? Mind will remain stable most of the time in life. in order to increase power of concentration, this practice is very important and very easy. So we can make such plan that whenever you listen the record of traffic control, make it very easy like this. Here, every hour we all listen that record, a piece for a minute, 3 minute song. At that time, you can fix 5 times of traffic control when you will practice all our souls in this world. Not in front of you. You may be alone in your room, but visualize all our souls. See, point of light everywhere, in everybody. All our souls. And these are Baba's words. To see others in soul form means to give them current. So, in that 1 minute, your good vibrations will go to many souls. So it will become a natural service, giving sakas, giving vibrations to the world. So this practice is most important practice. Second, biggest benefit, power of purity will increase a lot. Mind will become free from waste thoughts and attraction of bodies will finish. Purity will become our power. We will enjoy purity. So, fix a 5 times, say 7 o'clock in the morning, when we are going to listen only, any other time, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 5 o'clock in evening, 7 o'clock, 7:30, 5 timing. Easy? Can you do it? Will you do it? You have to do. I don't want to give a lecture. I can give 100 lectures on yoga, I know. But I want to share some simple thing to you, and you have to bring them into your practice every day, so that life becomes easy. This is the method to make our life easy, to make our life free from the problems. If we do these 2 practices, bodilessness and seeing souls in others, this spiritual drashti, we become free from many problems. I share 1 simple experience, very critical position in some families. Their very young children, just 5 cases came in this group now in Shantivan to me. 1 case. One mother came to me. She has got 2 children, one son of 7 years, daughter of 5 years only. You can see 7 and 5 years. And she mentioned that she has got so much problem from their side, they get so much angry, I cannot control them. Vibrations of the house becomes very negative. She used the word dangerous. Dangerous. I understood what the reason. One another good experience like this. Same problem in one family. I asked the mother that 2 times a day only, you have to do 1 practice only. It will not take time. See your both children, they are soul, and they are the great souls of deity religion. Just it. They are the great souls of deity religion. And result is that after 45 days, both babies got silent. This is the effect of our spiritual vibrations. So if you want to create harmony in your family, alaukik family or laukik family, loveful vibrations in the family, do this practice at least 2 times a day. All are souls, and they are the great soul of deity religion. This is our great family of great souls of God. This is God's family. And see what happens, everything will change. Thirdly, the basis of powerful yoga, of making our stage very elevated, is self-respect. Give full importance to self-respect and understand the significance of self-respect. You can imagine, when God came down on the earth for the first time, imagine just go 8 years before, God came on the earth for first time. He saw all the souls, all have become impure. All are tamopradhan. But his drashti went to some great souls. He recognized like this, these are my great souls. And he just invoked them, oh great souls, come to me, I have come down. And souls felt pull. They came to Baba, and as soon as they came to Baba, Baba mentioned, you are great souls. You are Master Almighty. You are victorious jewel. You are the same to whom devotees are worshipping in the temples. You are very great. And immediately that greatness emerged in their mind. And they left everything. They got ready to become pure. Otherwise, it was very difficult. No one knew even about purity, celibacy. People had rejected it. It had become the subject of sannyasis only. But as soon as Baba reminded about the self-respect, everyone got it. Same thing. We have to remind to ourselves every day. So in the morning, at least once in the morning, or if you miss in the morning, in evening, this time, do one practice. Invoke Bap Dada. Feel that both came in front of you. He put his hand on your head and he's reminding you, oh child, you are a great soul. Oh child, you are victorious jewels. You are ancestor souls. You are supremely pure soul. Remind yourself. Would you like to do it, practice? Okay. Red light, lal light wale hain bhai? Yes. So in a second, feel that Bap Dada is standing in front of me. Shri Baba in the body of Brahma. giving me rasti. His hand of blessing on my head. He's reminding me, oh child, you are not an ordinary human being. You are a great soul. I have chosen you out of millions. I have given you all of my powers. My powers are your powers now. You are Master Almighty. I have given you the blessing that you are the destroyer of obstacles. O powerful soul, you had conquered this Maya in every kalpa. You are a victorious jewel. You are supremely pure soul. You are an angel of purity. You are the master of this entire nature. You are the beauty of this world. You are ancestor souls. O great children, you have to perform the great deeds on this earth. I am with you. You are not alone. I am with you, with my thousands of arms. He is giving drashti. Disappeared. Om Shanti. Power of visualization is important. This practice of reminding self, the self-respect, is very useful for our life, and we all must keep in our mind every day, once in the morning or evening. Just slow down the speed of your mind and everything will become beautiful. Don't leave your mind free. We have left our mind free. Therefore, it's running here and there. We can control it. Therefore, different methods of soul consciousness should be practiced by everyone. First thought, Baba used to say us, as soon as you open your mind, you open your eyes in the morning, I am the soul, I have entered this body. Feel it. This body is separate from me. I came from soul world, I entered this body. And that bodilessness feeling, it will give you the experience of deep silence. And these are the words of Baba. If in the morning you become bodiless, you give the vibrations of peace to this entire world. So big service. Those vibrations of peace will spread in your home, in your family, in your city, in your center. They will do wonders. It will influence Baba's service. Second very important practice, visualize yourself here, Master Gyan Surya, like sun, Master Sun, here, visualize yourself, very powerful soul, spreading colorful rays. Third very powerful practice, very powerful, most important for all Brahmins, I am self-sovereign. Just these three practices. Self-sovereign. And give this feeling to your mind and intellect. Oh my mind, oh my intellect, I am your master. And gradually and gradually, mind and intellect will accept you as their master, and they will follow you, they will obey you, and mind will come into your control. And most important thing, higher, greater than mind is our intellect. And it's very important to cleanse our intellect. Those who complain always that they are in Gyan for 20 years, they are in Gyan from 40 years, even such people, from 40 years, but they are not satisfied with their yoga. Reason is, they have made their intellect, I should not use that word, but I will use a dustbin. How I talk to myself in my life, I say in front of you, right from the beginning. I gave importance to my intellect. Intellect is a wonderful thing for a person and for a yogi. If his intellect, her intellect is pure, very clean, then that yogi can do wonder for Baba. Can get all powers from Baba, miraculous power from Baba. So I used to talk to myself, my intellect is not for this rubbish. My intellect is for divine knowledge. My intellect is meant for Baba's blessing. My intellect is for God's power. I have to accumulate all these things. I have to imbibe all these things into my intellect. I used to talk to my intellect, oh my intellect, God Himself wants to sit within you. Prepare yourself for God. If there is dust, rubbish in the intellect, how God will come and sit in intellect? God will sit in a pure intellect. We will say pure heart. So talk to yourself this way. Cleanse your intellect. Divinize it. And make it capable. Make it so worthy that it can imbibe all blessings of God. Baba is giving many good things every day. So I am self-sovereign. Master of my mind, master of my intellect, also master of my sanskaras, master of my sense organs. But talk to yourself this way. Next thing, for making our life yogiyukta and divine is power of knowledge. Power of knowledge. all Brahmins have got knowledge. I would say you in brief, make this knowledge into your divine wisdom. Knowledge is one thing, wisdom is a great thing. When knowledge becomes wisdom, it divinizes our life. It becomes a light for this entire world. So make Baba's knowledge your divine wisdom. I hope you understand this deep secret. Wisdom, intellect, is the power of wisdom. Wisdom, you can say, is the real treasure of our intellect. And you know, wisdom is a great thing in the world. We used to study in our book in primary schools that Lord Buddha got wisdom underneath the tree of people. We did not understand what wisdom is. Now, when we got Baba's knowledge, we could understand this knowledge is the real wisdom. But we have to change knowledge into wisdom. And for that, we have to churn knowledge. We have to actually extract its essence. Essence of knowledge is wisdom. We have to bring knowledge into our experience. Experience will become wisdom. And then at the end, this knowledge will become a great power for us. It's knowledge which helps us to stabilize our mind, to protect us in all cases, in all problems, to give us the light. When we are in darkness of problems and circumstances in our life. So make this knowledge your power. Therefore I mentioned in the beginning, at least choose 5 powerful thoughts of knowledge for your practice, which can protect you, which can make you double light. I have noticed in India many mothers who are very innocent, not educated, but have lot of love for Baba. They always say, some mothers, I saw their lives, oh, Baba is sitting here, I don't worry. Baba will take care of everything. Baba will worry for me. We see them, oh, these innocent mothers. Not educated, no nothing. They got no education, but so much faith in Baba. Baba will do. And Baba does for them. So this way, power of knowledge. Very important. Next thing is, practice. Practice. Practice makes everything not only perfect, but easy. At the end, it will make us perfect. Otherwise, only this thing, that I am a soul, it's difficult for many. I tell you this simple thing to you. In entire philosophy of the world, it may be Western philosophy or Indian philosophy, they may be Shankaracharya or big scholars of Indian philosophy, no one knows in this world where is the abode of soul. No one knows. Simple thing. And here, a small baby will also say, Paramdham. So Baba has given this secret knowledge in a simple way. Bring it into your practice. A wonderful thing is coming in my mind, very simple. just in 3 minutes, I keep in front of you a simple method how to experience all 7 qualities of soul. I am a soul, visualize here, and then give this thought to yourself, I am peaceful. Accept it. Not just knowledge. Accept it. It's true. I am peaceful. Then visualize that the vibrations of peace are spreading out from me. I am peaceful. Peace is my nature. Bring it into your feeling. And peace will come in life, anger will run away. 2nd quality you can take, I am happy soul, joyous soul, sukh. In Hindi word is beautiful, sukh swaroop, sukh. I am very joyous. Joyful. I'm very happy. Talk to Baba. Oh Baba, you have given me lot of happiness, lot of joy in my life. Accept it. I'm pure. Absolutely pure. Originally, I'm perfectly pure. Purity is my nature. Purity is my sanskara. I am pure. And feel that white rays of purity are spreading out from me. This way, you can experience all 7 qualities of soul. And they will come in your life. They will make your life divine. Purity will become easy. But sometime, be careful, when you practice that I am pure, absolutely pure, purity is my nature, sometime impurity can emerge. Don't bother. Don't have fearful feeling. Otherwise, with many, it had happened. Many impure thoughts came up and they got puzzled, what to do now? What is wrong with me? At that time, add one new thought, I am powerful soul, I am Master Almighty. So I am Master Almighty and I am supremely pure. It will help you to get rid of entire impurity. So this way, we can experience soul consciousness, base of yoga is renunciation and purity. Renunciation and purity. And we have to renounce, first of all, unnecessarily world desires, worldly desires. Many souls, they have many desires of this world. And those who are good yogi, those who want to become successful yogi, they must make themselves free from the desire of name and fame. Very subtle desires. Many Brahmins are running behind them. Name and fame. I and mine. Name and fame. Very openly I can say, many Brahmins got involved in this subtle maya and therefore they can't achieve subtle power and blessings from Baba. As Baba mentioned in Sunday's Murli, Baba is the bestower. He fulfills everyone's desire. If you are doing a service and you have this subtle desire, I want name by this service. You will get name because Baba is the best over. He fulfills our desires. You will get name, but you will get nothing else. And name is nothing for us. Name is not important for us. Subtle energy, Baba's blessings, Baba's cooperation, spiritual power, these are important for our life. So those who wish to become good yogi, work on this, on subtle level. We have to get free from the desire of name and fame. Entire Bhagavad Gita in India has been written on this topic, Niskam Karma Yoga, selfless karmas. Detail about selfless karmas. Do service, do your best, and surrender, give it to Baba. This should be our nature. Get everything and use it in Baba's service. Nothing for self. Such souls will decorate themselves with spiritual powers, with godly blessings, and they will be very useful in near future. I want to beware to all Brahmins now. I speak it in every class because it's very important. Many are having that bad feeling now. Many, even BK and non-BK, both, that this is the time. Time has been arrived when everyone's bad sanskaras, inner impurity, or all bad karmas, which we had done from copper age, they were so far in merged form, now they are getting emerged. Many, many Brahmins come to me. Just one case of today. One sister came to me. I had been in Gyan for 25 years. My yoga was very good, very good. But all of a sudden, from last 1-2 months, mind has become blocked. No experience. I knew everything what to do, but I can do nothing now. Blocked. Vacuum. It is happening with many. So be careful. Don't worry. Therefore I was saying, choose 5 thoughts of knowledge for self, 5 powerful thoughts of self-respect for yourself, and 5 discipline for yourself. Law of life. They will protect you all the time. And whenever you find such thing in life, that you can't do nothing, mind is blocked, there is vacuum in life, blockage, darkness on the way. One thing I would suggest to you, practice 5 forms. In beginning, it will also become very difficult, but just remind yourself, in second, I am a soul, I was a pure deity, then I was worship worthy, now I am Baba, child, great soul, Brahmin, I will become angel. Repeat it again, and then, after some time, after 5 times repetition, you will get little good feeling, and then good feeling will begin. So you have to find out your own ways, how to keep mind happy, intoxicated, and full with such practices. Don't forget these things in your life. And double light stage will be very good. You can choose such things. Many years before, one powerful thought came up in my mind for those who are doing their best. Neville Bhai, Baba had mentioned many years before, it was in a message once, message on Rakhi, Rakhi festival. It's the festival of purity. So Baba had mentioned, just as Baba is the protector, savior of the world, similarly, in the future, you will also become master savior of the world, master protector of the world. So, feel this way sometime. I remind you many times, to double foreigners, Baba had given one practice, that always feel that Shiva Baba is here, protection of, canopy of protection, here, canopy of protection. So just visualize it, Shiva Baba almighty, canopy, unlimited canopy, and myself also, soul, canopy of protection over the world. Make this vision. So it will give you very higher feeling and the subtle maya will end forever. So we have to become very powerful and I hope you all enjoy Baba yesterday. Did you enjoy? Or Baba did not come? Baba came down. He knew what he has to do. When Guljar Dadi's chariot is not ready, he knows what he has to do. So he did his best. So let all enjoy life. Dadi has to come now. We have to finish this class here. Dadi is coming?
Yeah.
Okay. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.